Welcome back to the podcast. Today I will be doing my book review on The New Luxury by Heist and Baity. Just a little reference, Heist and Baity is a new up-and-coming media group that is geared towards kind of like a younger perspective on fashion. This book was not exactly a novel. It's almost like a magazine. It's just kind of sorry, I don't really know how to describe it, but it's about, let me see, 300 pages of talking about the new emerging designers. Like I said, the title, The New Luxury, it just kind of goes in depth on about showcases about 15 different fashion designers, with all kind of like one common goal of this new niche that's been kind of up and coming in the fashion industry. They go in depth with Virgil Abloh of Off-White, Ruiji Vuitton of Rude, Kim Jones of Christian Dior, who else is there? Rick Owens, Craig Green, those were kind of the main people of the book, and it was really interesting because I'd always heard about all of these designers. I'm a big fan of, another one was Matthew Williams of Givenchy, but I'd always been interested in all of these designers, whether it was just Ruiji, Virgil, Matthew, all these people were definitely inspirations of mine. But this book really does a great job of kind of laying out, almost like alluding to the connection that each one shares with each other, which is this new perspective of fashion. For a while, fashion didn't have this new young, kind of perspective, the biggest thing that I learned through this book was the cultural impact that these new emerging designers have had. They've kind of opened the gates to this. It's not even about the designs necessarily. Like, of course, they have new designs, and the book showcases the streetwear aesthetic into modern luxury wear. But for me, what was interesting to read about and see was kind of the cultural references and the cultural impact that fashion, the new designers were able to have. Kind of the idea of voicing one's opinion, voicing diversity, voicing change, whether that's through cultural diversity, sustainability, all these kind of things. Fashion used to be a very, I just felt like fashion used to be very not necessarily plain. I would say culturally plain, in a sense. It didn't, you know, back then you never really saw Asian or African-American designers, or anyone youthful, and I felt like there's kind of this new wave of young emerging talents that are showcasing a new perspective to fashion. Of course, old fashion was culturally significant. I'm not saying it was plain and boring and not really cultural, because it was, but to what crowd, right? It was definitely something that not everyone could tap into, and a lot of these designers are paving the way to creating this generation of change, like I said, allowing kids like me to feel inspired and to feel like they have a voice in an industry that wasn't so open back then. So that was definitely one of the coolest things that I picked up on through going through this book. Overall though, it was definitely an amazing book. It was a great almost like connection between dialogue and images. There's a lot of images of the clothing, but then there's also a lot of dialogue about where these designers are from, kind of how they came up, where their inspiration comes from, their message. So that was really cool to see. I also got to learn about a lot of other designers that I had not known about, like Yoon Ambush. Those were really good to see. But overall, again, you know, another 10 out of 10 book. I would say that if you have any interest in kind of getting inspired in fashion, not necessarily learning about the fashion industry, but just learning about this new emerging wave of talents, or maybe you're trying to join one of these companies or trying to join the industry while it's on this wave, then I would 100% recommend you reading this book. So, yeah.